This is Temple View, a feature service of WRTI News.
Heard this before? At least the dog is always happy to see me. Recreational therapists know that the unconditional love and acceptance of a pet has a positive softening effect. This week on Temple View, we'll look at how small animals promote health in a retirement community.
The guinea pigs are different. There's Deb. She takes care of them. And when she takes the keys to open the closet where the refrigerator is, Ginger Snaps goes, weep, 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 real loud.
Last year, Deer Meadows Retirement Home in Philadelphia added an assortment of birds, rabbits, guinea pigs, and fish to the environment. Jean Herring, who's lived at Deer Meadows for 4 years, can't hold the animals because she has allergies, but she's still taken with the comings and goings of a guinea pig named Gingersnap. Deer Meadows residents are involved in the life cycle, right down to taking part in a naming contest for the bunnies. John Shank, head of Temple University's Department of Recreation Therapy, says even the simple act of holding a guinea pig or a bunny or petting a dog presents a chance for expression and reconnection.
Oftentimes when people are in institutions like a nursing home, they're always seen as the person who is to be cared for. And what they lose is that opportunity to be a care provider.
And holding isn't mandatory.
The father guinea pig is black and white, and his head is flat. He has a dot, which is predominant because the three babies each had the flat head with the dot, which the mother pig, Gingersnap, does not have.
Next time, more about the positive effects of small animals on older adults. I'm Meredy Duddleston, WRTI News.